Okay, let's take a poll. How weird does it feel to be called someone's fiance, right? The first time you hear it, you do like a double take. Your heart kind of flutters, and before you know it, you go from, let's just enjoy this moment, to we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place and have fun along the way. From free planning tools like a budget tracker, super necessary, and website, to a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team, everything on Zola is designed to make your wedding journey as easy as possible. And with invites that can be completely customized and a wedding registry packed with gifts you actually want. Zola takes you from save our date to thanks so much without breaking a sweat. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Happy wedding.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. I know Alonzo from Des Moines is. Alonzo, are you there?
Yes.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Alonzo has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Which mythical creature has the top of a woman and the bottom of a fish?
Mermaid.
Correct. Sean McVay is the head coach for what NFL team?
Repeat it again.
Sean McVay is the head coach for what NFL team?
Rams.
Correct. What fast food chain is bringing back their key lime frosted lemonade drink?
McDonald's.
No.
Wendy's.
No.
Pass.
Bruce Banner is better known as what superhero?
The Hulk.
Correct. The text abbreviation AKA stands for what?
Also known as.
Yes. What sports star did Marilyn Monroe marry in 1954?
Mickey Mantle.
No.
Joe DiMaggio.
Correct. What is the highest female singing voice?
Falsetto?
No.
Soprano.
Yes. Who voices Victor Van Dort in Tim Burton's Corpse Bride?
Pass.
Which is the largest gland in the human body?
Pituitary?
No.
Pass.
Alonzo, you got 6 correct.
All right, we can work with this, Alonzo.
Ooh,
right.
I would love Steve to lose.
On day one? Oh, please.
Yes, it'd be perfect. He won. We got a tie. Now we just got to finish the trifecta, you know what I'm saying?
Let's go. Alonzo.
Whoa.
What am I walking
chill,
in on?
Chill, Taryn, chill.
A little spicy Taryn in the morning.
Yikes. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Which mythical creature has the top of a woman and the bottom of a fish?
A mermaid.
Yes. Sean McVay is the head coach for what NFL team?
The Los Angeles Rams.
You know it. What fast food chain is bringing back their key lime frosted lemonade drink?
Key lime frosted lemonade drink?
Sounds wild.
What in the hell? Let's go Wendy's?
No.
Burger King?
No.
Fast food place. Jack in the Box.
No. Damn. Bruce Banner is better known as what superhero?
The Incredible Hulk.
Yes. The text abbreviation AKA stands for what?
Also known as.
Correct. What sports star did Marilyn Monroe marry in 1954?
Joe DiMaggio.
Yes. What is the highest female singing voice?
Alto?
No.
Soprano.
Yes. Who voices Victor Van Dort in the Tim Burton's Corpse Bride?
Johnny Depp.
Yes.
I just had a guess.
Which is the largest gland in the human body?
The saliva gland?
No. Maybe yours is.
Pituitary gland? I do drool
no,
a lot.
You do.
The gland of all glands.
No. Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win.
Let's go. End of the day on a big victory.
Oh, so close, Alonzo.
Hey, next time.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Right.
A key lime frosted lemonade drink. What fast food chain is bringing that back?
That sounds like a Sonic drink, but I have no idea.
It's very
that
random.
That does sound like a Sonic
drink. Always has the wild drinks.
They do. It's not Sonic, though.
And good pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
It's Chick-fil-A.
Ah.
I was going to guess Chick-fil-A because I just read this morning how people were losing their minds about the they made a tweak to their waffle fries.
I saw that too. And like, people don't like it.
Apparently people don't like it. They think it's too grainy. I don't know what's going on. I guess I'll have to go there to find out.
Yeah, get the fries and get the key lime frosted lemonade drink. I'm curious.
You know what's funny? When Sid was pregnant, I had to go. I didn't have to. It's not like she had a gun to my head or anything like that.
You had to. She was pregnant.
When she was pregnant, she was craving waffle fries from Chick-fil-A and their lemonade. Just like their basic lemonade. And I was like, no other lemonade would compare. Like, I had to go get that lemon. I think it was even like they had like a diet lemonade, like where it was no calories.
That's so random.
Yeah, it was kind of bonkers, but I'll have to try that.
Yeah. Which is the largest gland in the human body? Mm. Anyone?
No idea.
I can't name any of them except for pituitary.
Your tongue.
Gland. No, it's.
Is that a gland? I don't know.
Well,
I mean, if you say it with confidence, I'll say yes, it is.
Well, I was going to say you have a really big tongue. So
thank you.
Yeah.
That's why you drool a lot.
The nicest thing you've ever said to me.
It's the liver.
Oh.
You guys sounded so disappointed. And no, I didn't know liver was a gland until this question.
I thought it would be in the title, like the liver gland then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a sneaky gland.
Sorry, it's not, Steve. But congrats on beating Alonzo.
You know what? Maybe you did not get what you asked for Christmas, so you can check out some new merch in the Rock Shop at KISW.com and take care of yourself. Right, Steve?
I dig the flannels.
We've got two different flannels available. There's a rock pullover hoodie. They can be yours by heading over to KISW.com. I'm sure you have, Steve, snuck into somewhere epic in your days.
The one that pops to mind most recently was Danny and I sneaking into like the main pit at the Metallica concert before they took the stage. And I was like so fired up. I was at at Lumen Field. And I'm thinking, we are about to see Metallica up close because we got to see Pantera, which was cool.
Oh, yeah.
But it was like, we are about to see James Hetfield like no further than like you and I right now. And just before Metallica took the stage, the security people were like, we have to ask you to leave. Even though like we snuck in, but we kind of snuck in with someone who knew somebody. But then once Metallica was about to take the stage, like, yeah, you can't stay. You don't have a laminate.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, that was the close. I guess we snuck in to see Pantera up close, though.
Yeah, we did.
That was cool.
Worth it.
Yeah.
So if you've ever snuck into somewhere epic, Rockaholics, give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. One woman from the Pacific Northwest did, and it led to her getting arrested not one time, but two times. We're going to tell you all about it after Tom Petty.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, have you ever snuck into somewhere epic? Where was that? 206-803-ROCK. We are asking this because there was a woman who was arrested twice in 1 week at SeaTac Airport for allegedly bypassing security.
This blows my mind.
Boarding Delta flights without a ticket.
And one of them, like, she was going to Hawaii, and she just sat in an occupied seat. I've done the whole, like, sit in a seat at a venue when you hope that no one ever shows up, but that's not a plane.
Yeah.
Like, you're really putting, you're really hoping luck is going to be on your side that flight is not fully packed.
Yeah, and then the second arrest was December 27th. So it was Christmas Eve, and then 3 days later.
She should write a book.
A how-to?
How to get in wherever you want to get in. Because I feel like of all places, that might be the hardest place to sneak into is onto a plane. Especially since, like, ever since post 9/11. It's not that easy to just, like, walk up to a gate.
Easy for this woman, apparently. So this leads us to want to ask you about your place you snuck into, Rockaholic. Somewhere epic. Where did you sneak into? 206-803-ROCK. Catherine from Olympia, tell us about your sneaky time.
So when I was 19, what I did was illegal. So thankfully I wasn't arrested twice. But when I was 19, I moved to Seattle and I moved into an apartment building right across from the Olympic Sculpture Park in Belltown.
Okay.
And one night they were having pretty fancy looking event going on that I could see from the window. And I told my roommate, I want to see what this is. I want to see what's all going on. And so I put on a dress, tried to look the part, and it was, pretty hard to sneak into. I had to go through some bushes and like go through the back way, but then I just walked right on in. And it turns out it was this big like fundraiser / gala for like real rich fancy people who donate to like the art museum and such. And they had real fancy catering and they had alcohol. And again, I was 19, but boy, did I partake in that. And No one really thought anything of it. I just acted like I had my rich daddy is here and I'm just mingling around. And I completely got away with hanging out for a couple hours,
The funny thing is, if you refer to somebody, if you refer to somebody as a rich daddy, it could mean one of two things in those kind of situations.
Exactly. You never know.
Catherine, was it fun? Like, did you have a good time?
I did. It was kind of fun for the thrill of what I was doing. And even a decade later, it's an awesome story to tell. So I had a good time.
Now, even though you were faking until you make it, did you feel like you were sticking out like a sore thumb? Or did you, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, man, they're on to me. They're going to be able to figure out that I just don't belong here.
I felt like that for a little bit because everyone was definitely dressed a little fancier, a little bougier, as it were. And I had like a summer sundress on. And so I was like, I might not be dressed for this. But I tried to look presentable, but I was never approached or questioned.
That's awesome.
No one ever seemed suspicious. So it worked out.
I love that. Old man Kenny wants to weigh in on an epic place you snuck. And where was that, Kenny? It was a concert?
It was concert. I'm looking at the ticket stubs. I had time while on hold to go get them. October 15th and 14th, the Rolling Stones played the Kingdom in 1981.
Damn.
I'm not sure what tour that was. Anyways, I had floor tickets with my girlfriend and another couple. We all had, four of us had floor tickets. But I also had friends in the 300 level. So once we got to the floor, I grabbed the other three stubs, went up, and brought my friends down for both shows, probably six different friends for one night, six the other. This is back. You didn't have, all you had to do was show your ticket.
Yep.
You were on the floor. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking at the stubs. It's back in the day. They're rainbow-colored, Rolling Stones, John Bauer Presents.
I love that you still have the ticket stubs. That is awesome, man.
Dude, yeah. I've seen a good 300 shows easy.
Nice. I love that.
I know nowadays it's a little bit harder, man. Now in the new world of like scanning tickets on your phone, like you can't do the old, hey, here's a bunch of extra tickets, sneak on down with us.
When the Rolling Stones were in town last year, my cousin snuck me down onto the floor with a wristband.
That's funny.
He somehow slid it off of his wrist and got it onto my wrist, and I got to watch a good chunk of the Stones from the floor. It was awesome.
Because I remember one time, like, there was like one of the shows where, like, hey, come on down to the floor. Here's the ticket. And I sent the screenshot of it, but I was like, you got to still fake it till you make it kind of a thing. I didn't bother to tell them that it was a screenshot, so they thought it was the actual ticket, so they went to scan it to the person. And they're like, yeah, that's not working. And they're like, why not? I got sent to me, and then I get the text that said, did you just send me a screenshot of the ticket? I'm like, yes. I thought that was a given. I didn't know I had to, like, preface it, but apparently I had to.
Dave in Des Moines, you snuck into a Sonics game?
Yes, ma'am.
And it wasn't just any Sonics game, was it?
No, it was Game 7. I think the year was 1979. And we end up winning over Washington. But I had this beautiful green shirt with a Sonics emblem. It looked official, so I hung out by the bench. Always grabbed a bunch of towels when the game was over. I grabbed a whole pile, followed everybody in, and I got to hang out and party for about an hour until they busted me.
Oh, my gosh.
That is incredible.
Bruce King was right there. I couldn't even get out of the locker room if I wanted to get out of the locker room.
So you were in the locker room after they won the championship and you're there celebrating with them?
Yeah, and then they had this old man, well, I shouldn't say old man, but they had the same cop standing at that door I remember him for years. And I snuck right past him, had a bunch of towels, looked official, followed him in, and party on, Garth.
Lesson learned.
Always all you need is towels.
Just play with towels and you can get wherever you want to get.
As long as you look official, just carry something. You know, just look the part. You just got to have that confidence.
You just act as if.
I remember when I used to like do like radio festivals and stuff like that, we get the laminate. Sometimes I would hide it just to see if I could get past everybody if I just looked like I was walking with intent.
Yeah.
And more often than not, it worked just fine. Granted, I had the confidence of knowing I had the laminate underneath the shirt. But like, you know, if you walk like you belong, chances are you could get away with it. But that's... Mm-hmm. That's insane that he was there celebrating with them when they won the championship.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second from its chorus? Prove that to us, and if you do, you will win tickets to a show Danny is very excited about, the Summer of 99 Tour with Creed.
And
Creed Doors Down at White River Amphitheater. That is happening on August 14th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are are back, Rockaholics, and throughout the morning, we have been receiving text messages and calls from you that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about, but the time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please do give a call if you'd like to chime in on something from the show today, or if there's anything on your mind that you'd like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK.
Got this text, just said, good morning, everyone. I hope you all had a wonderful break. I was wondering what was the best gift that you received and the best gift that you gave. For me, even though I'm a huge advocate for Android, I had to ask for an iPad because of all the apps for artists and 3D modeling as well. It was the best gift, and the best gift I gave was picture boxes with 3D printed photos so you could see when the lights are on. They're called Lithophanes. Everyone loved them and had so much fun making them. That's cool.
That is. I love a homemade gift too. That's very thoughtful.
Favorite gift for you?
Oh, I mean, I did get some pretty cool stuff, but I would say my giant jar of barbecue sauce that Brad had to track down for me. It was a barbecue sauce that I had at a wedding over the summer.
Okay.
And I took a bottle of the sauce home from the catering company and went through it very quickly. And Brad was able to track down the sauce and get me a gigantic bottle.
That's awesome.
I'm so excited. I'll have to bring you in a little taster.
I want to try it.
It's like a mustard-based one.
Dude, one that cracked me up because we talked about it on the show, and I know my wife didn't hear it because she doesn't listen. But the fact that she got it, I thought was hilarious because it was so random. But for Christmas, lots of cool stuff, mostly for Tatum. We got lots of stuff for Tatum. We didn't give each other a lot of gifts. But I opened something up. It was the mini Jerry Cantrell KISW-themed guitar that they sell like on one of those websites where it has like the KISW stickers that said rock on it. And I thought that was just so freaking cool.
It's got a very pretty lady on it, too.
Which my wife didn't even realize. She just got it because she's like, oh, I know you love Alice in Chains, and I had the KISW logo on there, so it's like those little mini guitars. And then she's like, oh, I didn't realize there was a naked woman on that guitar as well. I'm like, hell yeah.
But Steve's getting older, so he has to use a magnifying glass to look at her.
No, just readers. Just readers. It's like a crazy. The thing I think I got most excited, because we made a last minute decision right before Christmas. We're like, you know, I think we got a lot of cool stuff for Tatum, but she loves Paw Patrol. And we didn't have any Paw Patrol stuff. And there was like at Target, they have this Paw Patrol Rescue Wheels Tower. It's like a giant tower. It's got like a thing where like you set down one of their vehicles, it loops over and all that. So we got it for her. And that was the best gift of the whole thing. And we got it literally 2 days before Christmas.
Is it like Rider's Control Tower?
It's a big tower.
Oh my gosh.
It's a big ass tower. And so I had to stay up late night putting it together. And of course, all of the credit goes to Santa. Like, still,
oh, yeah.
Yesterday, she even said, I can't believe that Santa got me the Rescue Wheels Paw Patrol Tower. I'm like, yeah, I can't believe it either. And then she goes, and I can't believe he put it together for me, too.
Those elves are super helpful.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I can't believe it either. He's a real good dude.
Do you know what Santa brought Barrett? Santa brought Barrett a Minions fart blaster.
What is that?
I'm going to have words with Santa because this thing is very annoying. It literally looks like one of the crazy cartoony guns from the Minions movies. And you put fart juice in it, and it shoots like smoke rings, and it smells. But it doesn't smell like bad. One of them is bananas,
nice.
And the other one is popcorn. But he is fart blasting all over our house now, so I'm going to have some words with Santa.
Well, what did you expect?
I don't know. But Santa, we got to talk about this. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and Skip Dog would like to chat about the robots.
Hi, everybody.
What's up, Skip Dog?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So I'm wondering, I know I love the segues you have in segments, but I'm wondering with the new AI influence you have making the new segues, if you're concerned that you might be on the leading edge of taking jobs away from musicians and helping robots take over the world.
I think we're helping the robots take over the world. Absolutely. We're trying to get in cahoots with them so that way they don't kill us.
We want them to be on our side.
But I don't think, honestly, like I've thought about that, Skip Dog, like at times, like I have like those, like, even though I don't smoke weed, I have these stoner conversations with myself about like AI and all that. And I understand why some people don't like it, like artists. But I think when used in certain ways, I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think that music is going to be a tough one because I think you need to have a soul and you need to have actual emotions to be able to create good music. Like, these are jokey, silly things that we put together with AI. But I think at the end of the day, I don't think robots will ever be able to compete with that, in my opinion.
Well, they are jokey and silly, but as a musician, I would be happy to come in and do one of your jingles live or your segues live. Okay. Those opportunities are disappearing for exposure.
Skip Dog, what instruments do you play?
All of them. Mostly I'm a singer.
Nice.
I'm a favorite professional Christmas caroler.
Wait, So did you go Christmas caroling during the holidays?
Every year.
How are you received in those situations? I always wonder about that because, like, I always think it's awesome when carolers show up, which is few and far between. But do you have people, like, slamming their doors shut on you, or is everybody happy to see you guys?
Well, I sing. Can I name the group I sing for?
Absolutely.
I sing with the Dickens Carolers. I've been doing it for more than 20 years, and the engagements we go to, we're paid to be there. So everyone is usually
fair.
Very appreciative.
That's a good point. If they pay, they better not slam the door shut on you.
That is awesome, though. A professional caroler?
Hell yeah.
I'm all about that. I love the Christmas spirit.
Got a lot of text messages about the Seahawks. People are like, hey, did you hear? Yeah, Ryan Grubb, I guess, the offensive coordinator, just got fired. I mean, they're making changes. One day after the game's done, it's like time to reassess.
Business.
Mike McDonald doesn't F around.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Something happened to my family over the vacation, Rockaholics, and it's something that I have just been beaming with pride about for the last several weeks. So what was it? I will tell you all about it at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Well, Steve Migs, you might recall that about a year ago, we embarked on our martial arts journey yes. with Barrett. We signed him up for Little Tigers Taekwondo.
This has been my favorite. Thank you to all the Rockaholics who have messaged us, even us and our coworkers, wishing us a happy anniversary. This is like our one-year mark. I think one of my favorite story arcs of last year was Barrett and his Taekwondo adventures, because he absolutely hated it. You were questioning why, being a parent, first of all, and then questioning, like, why am I taking him to Taekwondo? And you didn't think it was ever going to work out. And now here we are, and he's been dominating.
The day after his last day of school before winter break, they had their big regional belt ceremony, which I'd never been to. It took over like an entire gymnasium at this middle school. And there's kids from all over the area getting their belts. And Barrett earned his senior yellow belt.
Aww. Let's go.
And the best part is, so they kind of go in like in descending order. So they start with all the black belts. And these people have just been working their lives to get these black belts. And then they go down, down, down. So Barrett's like literally one of the last people to get called. And at this point, he's so tuned out. He's not even facing the right direction. He's chewing on his belt. They say his name, Barrett Cash. And he like kind of just stares into space. And Brad and I are taping this on our phones. And we're like, buddy. Go! You gotta go get your belt!
Well, you know why he didn't go? He was busy talking to some of his lady friends, I bet.
He was sitting next to an adorable blonde girl.
Like, would you like to see my yellow belt?
So he finally gets up and he's walking so slow, and then he just starts shuffling as quick as he can, and the whole crowd is like laughing and clapping. It was precious, but yeah, I mean, he doesn't have the attention span.
How was he feeling after the fact? Because I mean, that's overwhelming and it's time consuming and it probably is kind of boring for him, but like after the fact, now he's got that yellow belt and...
Well, the best part was they do a demonstration afterwards, so all the black belts went out there and put on this, like, show. So mm-hmm. now Barrett's sitting in my lap in the stands watching what could be. If he sticks with it and shows up to class every week, he could be a badass black belt, too. So it was very inspiring, and then he asked if we could go get a McFlurry, and I said, of course.
What kind of McFlurry?
He likes the M&M McFlurry. Oh, what? Boy.
I'd take that yellow belt away from him.
You don't like M&M's?
No. They're fine, but not in a flurry. That's a whole other conversation, but it's Oreo or nothing.
See, I'm an Oreo McFlurry girl for sure.
Well, then be a good parent and teach him the right
Tell
way.
Him no.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very proud of Barrett, and awesome. He goes to his first new class in the new year is tomorrow, so he gets to wear that new senior yellow belt.
I'll be honest, when you said something huge happened to your family over the holidays, I thought you were going to say that you finally finished a book.
Oh, I did. I finished my book last night.
Right, which I think is taking you longer to finish that book than it took him to get a yellow belt.
Literally also took a year.
It took a year to read that Geddy Lee book.
It took me a year to read My Effin' Life.
Whoa.
Would you read like three words a night?
God, it's 507 pages, if you'd like to know. And I was determined to finish it before coming here this morning. So I finished it late last night.
Is that why you were up till like 11 o'clock at night last night?
Well, that was part of it. I mean, I was definitely sad, you know, at the end of the book when it was over. And then I just had anxiety about coming to work today. So, but here we are. We made it.
And you average more than one page a day when reading.
Oh, my God.
Says the guy who hasn't read a book in probably 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, the Seahawks season is sadly over. And just one day after they played their last game, they already fired one of their coaches, Steve. Aye. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Metallica.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And it's so nice to see you, Ryan Castle. Ryan. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Hey, welcome back.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. I mean, some of us never left, but I'm glad you guys had a nice break. Someone's got to keep the lights on here.
Well, we appreciate you, sir.
Yeah. I'm willing to check the surveillance footage to see how often you were here in those 2 weeks.
There may have been a few days I didn't make it.
Okay, there we go. Hey, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. Seahawks season is done. Mm-hmm. Finished 10-7. Didn't make the playoffs. But Geno, man, yesterday he got paid quite a bit. He made $6 million just because of all the incentives yesterday, from, like, you know, number of percentage of completions on passes to having 10 wins and a certain amount of yards passing as well. So, I mean, it was a good day for him in that sense.
Do you think when they did that contract, they would assume, like, if you hit these milestones, we're probably going to the playoffs?
Yes.
And then it didn't happen.
Yeah, I would imagine. But some people are like, are they going to play him? They could save $6 million. I'm like, that's one way to really piss that guy off.
I would be so mad.
That would have been a douche move. Absolutely. Yeah.
And the Seahawks are already making moves this morning. They fired offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb after just one single season. Pretty surprising move, I think, you know, considering we've got a new head coach as well. But our offense just was not there this year, and our running game was pretty bad. Yeah. So it looks like we're going to try to rebuild that.
Well, I'm excited. Excited for the offseason. But then I guess there's playoff football still to watch.
Yes, there is.
Are you rooting for anybody?
The Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, that's right. That's
awesome.
I guess. I mean, or, you know, it's tough because, honestly, I love to see a good underdog, and the Lions haven't won in so long.
I know.
Which just goes directly in the face of everything I wanted.
Especially after last night.
Yes, totally. God, boy, that escalated quickly.
What the hell? Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 48 degrees. It's going to be nice and sunny today. Hey, that's the DMD. It's brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
Daily Migs Show.